The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal basketball is on the air.
Maurer looking. Finds Stempien. He's doubled up deep in the backcourt. Throws the ball to Beck Hughes, and he wants to run. Slings it to Streaking Maurer. Nice pass to Taggart, and he scores underneath. Cardinals lead by 7 once again. A poke away and a steal by Kenzie Galloway. She has numbers. Better not miss the layup. She does not.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Lobelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Hallett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
Logan Taggart launches a triple and banks it in! And warm greetings from Coldwater High School, Coldwater Cardinal girls and boys basketball on the air on this Friday night, the last Friday of the girls basketball regular season. And we've got a girls and boys basketball doubleheader here at the Coldwater High School new gym. The Battle Creek Central Bearcats coming to town. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is JV boys coach Quinn Berry, who will be Mike's side for both games tonight.
Good evening, Sean. Glad to be with you tonight. Had a couple of nights off and glad to be back with you.
Well, let's set up the girls' contest between the Cardinals and Battle Creek Central. Start off with the Cardinals and how they did Wednesday night up at Harper Creek in the makeup game. Final score of that contest was 45-27. In that game, Coldwater actually had a 4-2 lead. And at one point in the second quarter, according to Coach Ken Smoker, they led 8-4. But by the end of the half, Harper had led 17-10. And they went on to the 45-27 victory.
Yeah, that was a game in which the Cardinals played some pretty good defense, and then just the Harper Creek Beavers just kind of wore them down throughout the game. Some turnovers starting in that second quarter and on into the third quarter, and it just turned out to be one of those nights where the Cardinals didn't shoot as well as they have been, and lots of turnovers.
Well, 17 offensive rebounds for Harper Creek, 5 for Coldwater, as the Beavers out-rebounded the Lady Cards 31-19. And 24-15, the turnovers favoring Coldwater on the negative side, because Harper Creek picked up 15 second-chance points as a result of those turnovers.
Well, that's going to be a difference maker any night against any team. But as you mentioned, the big difference in the offensive rebounds and the big difference in the turnovers. And you just give we gave the Harper Creek Beavers too many chances to score, and they finally took advantage of it in the second quarter and then put us away in the second half.
For the game, Kenzie Galloway had 10 points and 4 steals. Michaela Gillette, 6 points. Leading rebounder on the night was Kenzie Galloway. She had 5 boards to go along with her 10 points and 4 steals. So for the season, Kenzie Galloway, far and away your leading scorer through the 19 games, averaging 15.8 points per game, 4.4 rebounds a game. Next down the list on the point scoring side, Megan Scorefar, 5.1 points a game, Carly Smoker, 4.3, Michaela Gillette, 4.7. Jordan Shirey, before going on the shelf with the ankle injury, 3.9. She had been far and away the leading rebounder at 7.8. After her, you got Megan Scorefar pulling down 4.6, and Kenzie Galloway pulling down 4.4. Michaela Gillette, 3.5.
Yeah, we got to have some girls step up to help Kenzie in that scoring column. Yeah, we got 3 or 4 girls scoring at 4 or 5 points a game there, but we need to get some of those girls up into double figures as this game goes and then on into districts. We can get that. We're a pretty tough team.
The Cardinals' record coming into tonight's game, the regular season finale, 3-10 in the Smack East and 8-11 overall. The opponent on the other side of the floor, the Battle Creek Central Lady Bearcats under first-year head coach Dick Dumanian, 7-11 overall and 5-8 in the Smack East. One of the wins they actually picked up just a couple of weeks ago by virtue of Kalamazoo Central having to forfeit 10 games of their season. It was a game that Battle Creek Central had lost on paper 77-30, but again, a situation where Kalamazoo Central had to forfeit 10 games for having an ineligible player in their lineup.
Yeah, and, you know, they... But they still are eligible for the, you know, the state tournament play, so it's not a complete lost season for them, but just a, you know, probably a transfer situation or something, Sean, where somebody didn't get all the paperwork filled out correctly, so they did have to, you know, did have to forfeit some of those ball games.
And again, 5-8 in the SMAC East and 7-11 overall, two teams with very similar overall records. Last action for the Bearcats of Battle Creek Central was on Tuesday night. Makeup game from the snowout on January 7th played on the Kalamazoo Valley Community College campus. 56-44 win against the Mattawan Wildcats. Kalia Ryan with 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals. Madison Jackson, 6 points, 10 rebounds. Shaquana Esters, 17 points and 21 rebounds.
Well, we recognize all three of those names from when the Cardinals played them earlier this year. Kalia with 31 points earlier in the season against the Cardinals in a game that I thought, Sean, might have been one of the most entertaining lady games we have seen in the last 3 years. It was a fun game for the fans to watch. It was actually a fun game for the girls to play as it was quick up and down the court. So I'm looking for something similar to that tonight as both these teams come in. Very similar. They like to run the ball up and down. And if we see some shots go down early, girls will get their confidence up and we could see another high-scoring ball game.
Taking a look at Battle Creek Central's season stats on the girls' side, Kalia Ryan, just a sophomore, if I'm not mistaken, your leading scorer, averaging 13.6 points per game. Older sister Kaylee Ryan, averaging 8.8. Madison Jackson, 6.4. Shaquana Esters, 4.3. Esters, by far and away, your leading rebounder. She's pulling down 8.3 boards a night. And Madison Jackson, just a second, I do the quick math here. 7.4 boards a night.
Yeah, a couple of pretty good-sized ladies in the middle there that do the majority of the rebounding, get that ball out to the Ryan sisters, and off they go, and they are quick down the court.
Correction, Kalia Ryan, the person that scored 31 points against Coldwater back that game last month. She is a junior, and Kaylee Ryan is a senior. We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break and revisit that game from back on January 17th. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path. Not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Goldwater High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Side. Sean Delaney, the younger, back at the WTVB studios, producing and engineering, and Zach Boyce up the CCS TV camera for the rebroadcast coming up in mid-March. Time to revisit the game back on January 17th between Coldwater and Battle Creek Central. Kenzie Galloway set a new school record by scoring 31 points. Her counterpart from Battle Creek Central, Kalia Ryan, scored 31 points. In that game, it all came down to the final seconds. At 65-65 tie between Coldwater and Battle Creek Central in girls basketball, and 11 and a half seconds left in regulation. Coldwater ball, they get it in the backcourt. They'll face the Bearcat press. Megan Scorefire will trigger in front of the Bearcat bench. She is looking.
No.
Looking for Kenzie Galloway, taken away by Madison Jackson. Madison Jackson shoots over Smoker, and she scores. 4 seconds left. That was the final timeout. Half court shot, not going to go in for Kalia Ryan. Blocks her. That's it. Buzzer sounds. Game over. Coldwater loses. A tough one. You're saying that. 67-65, the final score. 67-65 back on January 17th. Also getting into the scorebook for the Cardinals that night on January 17th. Megan Scorefar had 13. And Haley Ranke off the bench with 6. Shelby Bowers wound up being your leading rebounder. She had 10 boards to go along with her 3 points. Jordan Shirey, no points, but 4 rebounds. Along with Kendall Galloway, she had 4 boards to go along with her 4 points. Megan Scorefar, 6 rebounds and 3 steals to go along with her 13 points. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, Kalia Ryan, we mentioned her 31 points. Shaquana Esters had 12. Kaylee Ryan, 7. Madison Jackson, 5. Sarah Badgent and Diamond Carson with 4 apiece.
Yeah, that was just a fun game, Sean, all night long. And as we heard there on the replay, just a heartbreaker. We were all set up about 11 and a half seconds to go in that ball game, and Coach Scorefire had called the play and just didn't get it in bounds. Just one of those things, a mistake right there, and it quickly went the other way, and just a heartbreaking loss for the Cardinals that night. But as I mentioned earlier, just a fun game to watch. It was probably a fun game for the girls to play in, and going to be a memorable one, especially for Kenzie Galloway, as she did set the school record that night for most points.
Coming up later tonight here at the Coldwater High School gym, as the girls wrap up their season, the boys have a couple more games. Tonight's contest against recently crowned two-time SMAC East champion Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Then next Tuesday, a makeup game against Loy Norix. Well, actually, it's not a makeup game. It was scheduled to be next
Tuesday. Season
finale
on next Tuesday night here at CHS. Just a JV varsity game that night. The freshmen are going to be playing in the freshman tournament over at Legg that week. So be sure to come out. 5:45 start time that night. So, a couple of nights, a couple of good teams. The Cardinals got to come back and play right here at the end of the year. Get themselves ready for district. Get their rotations all set for when we go over and play in the district tournament week after next. And we'll see what happens. You know, the season starts all over come a week from tonight. So we'll see what the Cardinals can do. And they got a couple of good opponents to go against in the Battle Creek Bearcats and Loy Norix Knights.
I was going to say, this matchup between Coldwater and Loy Norix next Tuesday, coming on the heels of the actual makeup game that they played only, what, a couple weeks ago.
You know, if you look at the first game up at Battle Creek, and we'll talk more about this later, Sean, but, you know, the Cardinals didn't play a bad ball game up there. We really, other than the first quarter, we got behind a little bit, played pretty solid, and, you know, for the most part, when we can hit some bunnies and make some easy shots early in the game, get our confidence up, we should play pretty well against them tonight. And I think the boys are going to come out, and Coach Kelly has kind of challenged them for these last two games, and not especially, maybe you might not get the wins, but just come out and play some solid basketball and put yourself in position to go into that district tournament. There's nobody in that district tournament that we can't beat.
Well, when you consider the first matchup between the Cardinal and Bearcat boys was a 20-point victory favor of Battle Creek Central. Even there, the Cardinals played a pretty good game that night.
Yes, they did. Really, after the first 4 or 5 minutes of that ball game, we handled their pressure all night long. And I hope the boys remember that, because if you handle the pressure, you can usually stick right with them, because they don't play as good in the half court as they do in the full court. And that's what Coach Kelly has stressed. Get it into a half court ball game, and let's keep away from making a lot of early mistakes.
Let's move back to the girls' game briefly. Coldwater starts their district actually next Wednesday, because they drew a first-round bye. And talking with Coach Kent Smoker before we hit the air, he said that they have a practice on Monday, and then all the girls are going to go out to Sturgis to watch the Three Rivers Edwardsburg district opener game, because that's who Coldwater will face next Wednesday night with a 5:30 opening tip. Sturgis and Vicksburg drew first round byes, so they'll see each other in the district semifinals next Wednesday, and the district championship game would be next Friday. Let's talk about the route for Battle Creek Central. Gull Lake is hosting the district, and they're in a non-traditional district draw. The Bearcats are going to open up taking on either the Smack East co-champion or outright champion Gull Lake Blue Devils. That's going to be a heck of a game tonight. Gull Lake and Marshall going at it tonight.
Well, I think, I honestly feel Gull Lake will come away with a win tonight. Marshall hasn't played as well as they did the first part of the season, the last part of the season. Gull Lake seems to be getting stronger as the season goes on. So I wouldn't doubt if Gull Lake does come out with a victory tonight, but it will be a good, solid, great girls basketball game. Two solid teams and two really good coaches.
Oh, anyway, Battle Creek Central will take on Gull Lake Monday night at Gull Lake. The other two games on opening night, Holt at Mason and Jackson High at Grand Ledge. The Gull Lake Battle Creek Central winner will take on Lakeview in the second game next Wednesday night at Gull Lake. The Mason Holt winner will take on the Grand Ledge Jackson winner at 5:30, and then the district championship would be coming up next Friday. Again, at Gull Lake, the Class A District 2 Coldwater in Class B this year, playing the Class B Sturgis District number 34.
Four.
Had to think about that a little bit.
Well, they flip it around on us quite often, Sean.
Of course, the boys the following week will play the Three Rivers District
for Coldwater. Rivers, yes.
And so the boys will open up against Edwardsburg. So they're probably going to be a lot of scouting next week.
Yeah, Edwardsburg for the boys, pretty good program this year. They've got some victories under their belt, and that's going to be a tough matchup for us.
Let's go ahead and take this two-minute break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. Girls basketball between Coldwater and Battle Creek Central coming up. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the Mac, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 East of I-69, Exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4500. 521
AM 1590 FM 95.5 WTVB.
Tonight's starting lineups are being brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand. Think spring. Short's Rip Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Short's Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, 5-8 in the SMAC East, 7-11 overall under head coach Dick Numanian. First year with the Bearcats, but a veteran of the Battle Creek basketball scene. In the backcourt will be junior guard Kalia Ryan and senior guard Kaylee Ryan. Up front, we got Madison Jackson, who is a junior. Also Sierra Smith. She is a sophomore. In the middle, Shaquana Esters. She is a senior. For the Coldwater Cardinals, 3-10 on the SMAC East, 8-11 overall under head coach Ken Smoker. He will start all five of his seniors, including Jordan Shirey, who hasn't quite been clear to play yet. Jordan Shirey, her final game as a Coldwater Cardinal in this gym, is a 6-foot senior. In fact, the final game for the other four seniors, including Kelly Perucci, a 5'6 senior, and Kenzie Galloway, a 6-foot senior. Up front, and in the backcourt, Andrea Souls and Megan Scorfar, both 5'5 seniors.
Well, nice gesture by Coach Smoker tonight.
Very similar to what Larry Knaus did with Morgan Klein near the end of the volleyball season, let her get a few action reps on the volleyball court, even though she is still on the mend from her ACL surgery.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the right thing to do, and somebody's put in a lot of hard work.
Cardinals will be moving to the bucket to our right. They are posting Jordan Shirey underneath the Coldwater bucket. Kenzie Galloway and Shaquana Esters will jump at center circle. Ball is going to be slapped to the Bearcats, and they will get the uncontested layup here from Kaylee Ryan. Megan Scorfar will take the ball down the other end of the court. Hand the ball to Jordan Shirey. They will let her.
Yeah.
I was going to say it was going to look really bad if Jordan Shirey wound up missing
it. Oh, she knocked that one down.
So we start off at 2-2. Big hug from Jordan Shirey as she comes to the bench for the last time as a Coldwater Cardinal girls basketball player. She's already tearing up as she's being replaced in the lineup by Morgan Howard, a 5'9 junior. And now we're back to game action for real. Here come the Bearcats. Kaylee Ryan zings the ball past Madison Jackson underneath the bucket.
And here comes the Bearcat pressure right off the bat here.
They're setting up in a
little man-to-man action there.
2-3 half-court press. We were waiting for Shaquana Esters to finish tying her shoe before she assumed her position in the press. The Cardinals able to break it. Here's Scorfar, cross court to Soul, 17-footer, left side,
good
in
hand.
And out.
Good job by Andrea there.
Coldwater takes the lead, 4-2, 7:14 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Kaylee Ryan, kick it out to the left wing to Smith. Now out to Kalia Ryan, three-pointer, went wide left, ball down on the ground. Esters picks it up, it's blocked by Scorfar, ball down on the ground still. Ball knocked away, it's going to be picked up by Kaylee Ryan. And a high dribble and a traveling violation as she tried to find Sierra Smith.
A couple of turnovers to start this game out for the Bearcats.
2-3 half-court trapping zone for the Bearcats. The inbound comes to Kenzie Galloway. Quickly up the floor with Kalia Ryan trailing her. Let's see, it's either going to be a charge called against Kenzie Galloway or it's going to be a blocking foul against Kaylee Ryan, and that's what it's going to wind up being. First foul of the game, whistled with 6:49 left to play in the first quarter. Non-shooting foul, Kenzie to trigger underneath the bucket.
Just didn't quite get those feet planted there. She slid over in front of Kenzie.
Galloway inbounds to Howard up top. Haruki to Souls. She couldn't handle that hot pass. Souls falls out of bounds along with the ball. Battle Creek Central will get it. 6:45 left to play in the first quarter. 4-2 Coldwater.
Cardinals in the 2-3 zone.
That wound up slowing down the Bearcats a little bit when they employed it up at Battle Creek Central.
Well, basically three possessions for the Bearcats and three turnovers. The Cardinals got to take advantage here of these early game turnovers.
No. Well, they get a turnover right back on the inbound, stolen by the Bearcats. A miss, rebound by Scorfar. Here comes Kenzie Galloway. Sideline right, toss the ball to Peruki. Now to Souls, 15-footer from the left baseline. Banks off the glass, off the hoop, no good. Rebound by Kalia Ryan. Kaylee Ryan, two. Younger sister Kalia, she misses on the fast break. Rebounded by Souls. Here comes Galloway. Kenzie Galloway trying to take it coast to coast. Yes.
This game starting out very similar to the one up at Battle Creek Central. Only Kalia did not miss those layups early up there.
6-2, Coldwater leading Battle Creek Central. 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Here's a three-pointer in and out. No good for Kaylee Ryan. Ball is going to be collected by Peruki. Kenzie Galloway, cross court to Scorfar. She's on the right wing. Get it back to Souls, up top to Galloway. Kenzie trying to find Morgan Howard. Went through her hands, and it was off of Shaquana Esters, guarding her from behind. Coldwater ball, 5:34 left in the quarter. Kenzie Galloway triggering right next to Gary Baker from the Daily Reporter. He's not going to be here for long. There's a pretty important boys basketball game out at Quincy going on tonight.
Yeah, just a little bit of an important one there. Quincy and Homer.
It's actually going to be at Homer with a share of the Big A Conference lead on the line tonight. Both teams are tied atop the conference.
And that game does have a little bit of a Coldwater flair tonight. All three officials are from Coldwater for that ball game tonight.
I did not know that. We'll talk a little bit about that during halftime as we return to game action. Battle Creek Central ball trailing 6-2. Kalia Ryan, a strong move down the left blocks, and she finally gets the layup to go in. The Cardinals lead by just two, 6-4. Kenzie Galloway, cross court, trying to thread the needle to Megan Scorfar. She tracks it down on the right corner, forces up a shot, and induces a foul from Battle Creek Central. It will be Kalia Ryan with her first foul, team second. Some of Coldwater's regular starters are going to check in after the first of two on the shooting foul coming up for Megan Scorfar. Down, up, and good.
Megan, a 58% free throw shooter. We'll get that up maybe, hopefully, above 60 tonight with some makes.
Kendall Galloway, 5'4 sophomore. Carly Smoker, 5'10 junior, come in and replace Souls and Peruki, respectively. 7-4 Cardinals, 8-4 Cardinals. The score far makes both. Here come the Bearcats. Kalia Ryan to older sister Kaylee Ryan on the right wing, being picked up on defense by Kendall Galloway. Reaching foul on Kendall. Her first of the game for Coldwater with 4:50 left in the first quarter. Sierra Smith will trigger sideline right to Kalia Ryan. Kaylee holds the ball up high on the right wing. Now to Kalia, back to Kaylee. Three-pointer launches, and it bricked it short. Rebound put back. Is going to go in for Madison Jackson, the girl that got the game-winning bucket back on January 17th.
Jackson just in the right spot that time.
Cardinals trying to inbound with the Battle Creek Central press in front of them. The pass deflected, and it's going to go back to Coldwater in front of the Pep Band. Kenzie Galloway inbounds to Scorfar. Scorfar has numbers. Misses the layup short. Little ball tipped. The ball down on the ground. It's picked up by Esters underneath. Passes to no one in particular, picked up by Kenzie Galloway, shoots from the free throw line and gets a bounce to go in.
Got a great roll there for Kenzie.
10-6 Cardinals over the Lady Bearcats. 4:08 left to play in the quarter. Uh-oh, Kalia Ryan, three-pointer from the left wing. Bounced it short off the front rim. Rebound by Kenzie Galloway. Long pass to Kendall. Now back to Kenzie. Dribble drive, trying to move off of Howard's screen. And she launches a jumper from the right elbow. It's like Kenzie is starting where she left off in that game on January 17th, where she scored a school record 31 points. Three-pointer up top. Does not go in for Kaylee Ryan. Ball slapped by Esters. Picked up by Smoker.
Good box out there by Howard.
12-6 Coldwater. Long pass to Megan Scorfar. 17-foot jumper. Rattles in.
Cardinals off to a hot start tonight.
14-6 now. Other end of the floor. Kalia Ryan with the coast-to-coast layup. And once again, she missed. Jumper from the free throw line does not go in this time for Kenzie Galloway following her rebound. Ball tracked in underneath by Sierra Smith. Here come the Bearcats of Battle Creek Central. Kalia Ryan found an opening on the left baseline. Shoots an air ball right to Kenzie. Kendall, cross-court pass to Scorfar. One-on-two break. Layup good.
Nice move, Megan. One dribble and a hard take to the basket.
Cardinals with a 10-point lead, 16-6, 2:42, and counting left to play in the first quarter. Here come the Bearcat cheerleaders. A nice pass to Kalia Ryan. Unfortunately, she misses. Esters with a rebound putback. She's fouled.
Esther's going to go to the basket there for a couple of shots.
Kenzie Galloway picks up her first foul. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Shelby Bowers checking in for the first time as see who came to the bench. Howard did. Meanwhile, we've got a couple substitutes for Battle Creek Central. Esther's the free throw line. This is the first of two. Amanda Crowder evidently is going to be checking in for Shaquana Esters with a make on the back end of this trip to the free throw line. The clock has stopped. 2:34 left to play in the first quarter. Currently 16-6 Cardinals. Still 16-6 with a miss. Rebounded by Bowers. Kendall Galloway ahead to Megan Scorfar. Get it out to Kenzie. Right corner three rolls off the hoop. Ball hauled in by the Bearcats. Jackson ahead to Kalia Ryan. Comes back to Jackson off of her fingertips. Double team on her. Trying to split that double team and got it to go in from 10 off the glass.
Second bucket tonight for Madison Jackson.
Another one of the girls that came in for Battle Creek Central, Sarah Badgett, in the middle of the lane, clogging things up as the Cardinals run their offense. Bowers to Scorfar on the right wing. Now to Bowers, trying to get it back to Kendall, intercepted by Jackson. Jackson had the ball poked away from behind by Bowers. Kendall couldn't haul it in before it rolls into the Cardinal crazies.
Good defense there.
Bearcat ball as Ananda Crowder comes in. And it looks like Kaylee Ryan's breather is going to be short-lived. They will let her come in for Kalia Ryan. And Coldwater calls a 30-second timeout. A minute 51 left to play in the first quarter. 16-8 Coldwater. Back in 30, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Kaylee Ryan inbounds to Tamara Gills, who also checked in. She gets the ball back. Dribble drive down the middle on the curl. Her shot off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Scorfar. Scorfar runs to run. Cardinals leading 16-8. Still 16-8 with a miss on the jumper from the right elbow. Rebounded underneath by Jackson. Kaylee Ryan to Badgen on the left corner, dribble driving, double team comes out on her, comes back out to Kaylee Ryan, launches a three-pointer, goes wide left, and a screen out of bounds. Coldwater will get it with a minute 22 left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals are leading by 8, 16-8 over Battle Creek Central.
After a slow start, the Cardinals have picked up their offense. And
of course, part of it was a design slow start.
Well, yeah, the first 30 seconds. But
then after that, the Cardinals starting to heat it up. Nice pass to Shelby Bowers from Carly Smoker. Bowers' shot was blocked. Here come the Bearcats.
Shelby, a young lady that has really improved as the season's gone along.
Be interesting to see what the team awards are going to be like, since you and I were both handed invites to the girls' basketball banquet by Tammy Scorfar before we hit the air.
We're going to sure try and make that. I'll be honest with you. It's always fun to go to those things and see the young ladies for one last time, for so many of them, and the seniors. See the awards that are given out.
Rochelle Banks coming into the Battle Creek Central lineup as Coldwater regains possession of the ball after the ball is knocked away. Here comes the Bearcat press. Bearcats peel back. Megan Scorfar is going to be met at half court by Kaylee Ryan. Smoker sets a screen for Scorfar. Dribble drive down the middle. Her jumper for short. She had her own rebound and lost it. Pressure coming in from behind. The ball last touched by Megan.
Just missed that little short jumper. Just didn't quite get it up over the front of the rim.
33 seconds and counting left to play in the first quarter. The Cardinals lead 16-8. Bearcats attempt to play for the final shot. Ball knocked away from Banks. She picks it back up. Another bad pass. Somehow the Bearcats able to pick it up under immense pressure. Ball down on the ground. Cardinals throw it right back to Kaylee Ryan between the circles. Now Rochelle Banks cut off and stolen by Kendall Galloway. Kendall Galloway, nice pass to Kenzie Galloway. Layup block. Ball hauled in by Banks. 1 second and a half-court shot. Attempt at a full-court shot. Wound up being a half-court pass and no attempt at a shot at the buzzer. Coldwater leads after 116-8 over Battle Creek Central. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Don't go on a date in an old car you hate. Hey, Coldwater, matchmakers Michelle Streets
and Melissa Hanna here.
It's February, so this month we're matching people up with the car of their dreams.
During our Meet Your Match sales event,
you could get up to $1,500 off a nicer, newer car today.
Now that's a sweetheart of a deal.
Heart been broken by bad credit rejection in the past?
Our For the People credit approval process
has better aim than Cupid with a crossbow.
And the banks and lenders want to say yes, 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 yes.
So if you're car just isn't doing it for you anymore,
find love again during our Meet Your Match sales event.
Get up to $1,500 off a hot new ride and get matched up with a nicer, newer car you'll love today.
But hurry, this deal is like young love and won't last forever.
I'm Michelle Streets.
And I'm Melissa Hanna,
a dealer for the people. Visit us at Rainbow Motor Sales in Coldwater
or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
16-8. Battle Creek Central trailing Coldwater here at the home of the Cardinals. It'll be Coldwater ball to start the second quarter. The inbound comes to Kenzie Galloway. Dish to Kendall. Open right corner, long to a short. Rebound by Shaquana Esters to check back into the lineup. Here come the Bearcats. Kalia Ryan finds Badgett. Three-pointer is good from the left corner.
Got her feet set there and knocked that one down.
16-11. Here's a three-point attempt. It's a long two by Michaela Gillette, who checked in. It's short. She saves the ball to Smoker. Now other end of the front court. 17-footer by Kendall. Short. Rebounded by Haley Ranke, who's in the lineup for the first time. Ranke's fouled, and she'll go up for two.
Haley just right there in the right spot. Haley comes into Nene. Free throws for... if we can find that there.
Esters with her first foul, team third, first of two from Haley Ranke.
53% free throw shooter.
Rattled off the hoop. It remains for the time being 16-11. The 5'10 junior misses on the back end, and there was a lane violation, so it's all a moot point. Here come the Bearcats with another chance to cut into the lead. Badgett for three from the left wing. Again, it's short, rebounded by Kenzie Galloway. Kenzie ahead to Kendall. Kendall had numbers, trying to sling it into Michaela Gillette. It was kicked away. Underneath the bucket, it'll be Coldwater ball out of bounds, 7:12 left in the half. Kenzie inbounds to Ranky on the left wing. Get it to Smoker. Nice feed to Michaela Gillette. Turns around, shoots, overshot it. Loose ball collected by Kenzie. Kick it out. Kendall for three. Bounces off the hoop. Kendall tracks down the loose ball. Finds Gillette. 10-foot jumper is blocked by Kalia Ryan. Loose ball is going to be going back to the Cardinals. Last touch by the Bearcats. Badgett let it go out of bounds, not realizing that one of her teammates had touched it last.
Yeah, just a lot of miscommunication right out there with the Bearcats right now.
Kenzie Galloway triggering in front of the Battle Creek Central pass. Alley-oop to Kendall Galloway. Five-footer rolls off the hoop. The ball tipped, but the ball tipped several times. Esters finally hauls it in.
Cardinals have missed two or three easy ones this quarter.
Sierra Smith gets the ball to Kaylee Ryan. Or check that, that's Kalia, who immediately travels on her take right wing. Ball back to the Lady Cardinals, 6:43 left to play in the half. They lead 16-11. Here comes Kenzie Galloway. Pass to Haley, now back to Kenzie. Pass the weak side to Michaela Gillette. She finally draws a foul and will go up for two. For the Bearcats, trouble. Shaquana Esters just picked up her second foul, team fourth. So Dick Domanian will have to go to his bench a little bit further. First of two for Michaela Gillette is a brick off the front. Ananda Crowder and Sierra Smith will come back in for Battle Creek Central.
Kayla, a 59% free throw shooter. Cardinals have improved that free throw shooting as the throughout the second half of the year.
3 of 5 on the night so far, 17-11 with that split from the charity stripe by Gillette. Here's Kalia Ryan getting the ball to Smith. Shot blocked. Loose ball is going to be collected by Kalia Ryan, who's immediately fouled.
No, it's going to be, actually, that foul's going to be on Sierra Smith.
Must number 34 for Battle Creek Central picks up her first, team fifth. Interesting. The Cardinals get the ball, leading by six once again. Kenzie Galloway, double team out to Gillette. Long two from the right corner, in and out, rebound, and the putback good for Kenzie. That's her eighth point of the night, 19-11 Lady Cards. 6:02 left to play in the first half. Kaylee to Kalia. Ryan, bounce pass, nice feed, and finally a score. Ananda Crowder from the left blocks low, 19-13. Here come the Cardinals as the Bearcats peel back from the press. Kenzie to Michaela Gillette. Got away with a travel there, I thought. Comes back to Kenzie. Smoker sets a screen for Kenzie. Launches a triple. Drains a triple from the left wing. Timeout, Dick Domanian. The head coach of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats calls a 30-second timeout as the Cardinals now lead 22-13, 5:37 left in the half. We're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. It's Battle Creek Central ball in their backcourt coming out of their timeout. They now trail by 9, 22-13. Sierra Smith clogged up by Michaela Gillette. The ball still around the perimeter. A dribble drive by Kalia Ryan. Triple team collapses on the left blocks high. Kalia draws a foul. And
it's like
Carly Smoker with her first foul, team third.
Carly with a little reach in there on the shot.
No, Kalia Ryan 31 points in the game on January 17th, limited so far to 2, and now 3 as she drains the first of this two-shot trip to the line. Madison Jackson back in for the Bearcats, Tamara Gills to the bench. Still a very young Battle Creek Central squad here. Only 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on the lineup. Second of two from the junior, Kalia Ryan, went wide left. Long pass went off of Gillette's hands, picked up by Kenzie Galloway. Kenzie trying to feed Kendall on the left corner. It was knocked away by Jackson. It will remain Coldwater ball, 5:12 left in the half. They lead, the Cardinals do, 22-14. Kenzie Galloway will trigger sideline left in front of the Battle Creek Central boys basketball team. Taking this in, the inbound to Michaela Gillette. A drive on the left baseline and a bank shot from 6. 24-14, Cardinals lead by 10. Kalia Ryan's pass inside, deflected, stolen by Michaela Gillette. Here come the Cardinals in transition. Kendall Galloway, jumper from the left elbow, a short, the ball out of bounds off of Coldwater.
Haley Rinke, good position in there for that offensive rebound. Just didn't quite come down with it.
A 5 on the floor right now. Gillette, Kendall and Kenzie Galloway, Rinke and Smoker. Kalia Ryan kicked the ball out. Now it comes to the left corner to Crowder. Cross court. Here's a 3-pointer off the back of the rim. No good for Kaylee Ryan. Kenzie Galloway with a rebound. Score far and hard. Getting ready to check in for the Lady Cardinals at the next dead ball. Here's Kenzie Galloway. Finds Kendall on the left corner. Now to the free throw line. Smoker bounce pass. She gets it back on the touch pass from Gillette. Cross court. Kenzie to Kendall. Trying to bounce it inside to Rankey. Coldwater will retain possession after Scorfar and Howard. And also Bowers coming back into the lineup. Smoker, Kenzie Galloway, and Rankey to the bench for a breather with 4:14 left to play in the half. Cardinals lead 24-14. Bowers bounce pass to Kendall Galloway roaming around the perimeter. Badgett checked back into the Bearcat lineup. Guarding Kendall, bounce pass trying to feed Howard. It was kicked away by Battle Creek. Coldwater retains possession. Megan Scorefire will trigger underneath the Coldwater bucket. Scorefire assessing the situation. Finds Kendall, slings it into Howard on the high left blocks. Now to Scorefire. Bounce pass to Bowers. Intercepted by Kalia Ryan, and we have a traveling violation. Took off a little too quick. We knew that Kalia Ryan had a very quick first step that time. It was
that
a little
was
too quick.
Real, yeah, that was pretty quick there. He actually, I think he called double dribble there, Sean.
Well, in either case, Coldwater will get the ball back. Scorefire inbounds to Howard, top of the key. Now to Scorefire, launches a triple from the right wing. Banks it in. It's a long two.
She'll take it. She deserves that.
She's had a real tough season.
Tough season. She deserves those.
Other end of the floor, Kalia Ryan trying to go coast to coast. Morgan Howard stops her. Commits the foul, her first, team third. Back to the free throw line for the younger of the Ryan sisters, Kalia. Clock has stopped, 3:45 left to play in the first half. First of two rolls in. Bearcats cutting into that lead by one. It's now 26-15, Coldwater up 9. Again, 3:45 left in the first half. Second one from the left-hander is good. Here comes the Bearcat press. The Cardinals haven't had too many problems with that press.
No, we've done a real nice job in this first half handling that.
The Kendall Galloway get it to the right corner. Now to Scorefire. Cross court to Howard. Catches on the left elbow. Now cross court back to Kendall. One move. Shoots from the right wing. It's short. Rebound off of Scorefire's hands. Taken away by the Bearcats. Jackson. Long pass taken away in the backcourt by Kendall Galloway. Finds Gillette. Shot blocked underneath by Jackson. Gillette tracks down the ball. Will find Kendall Galloway. She will reset. 3:10 left to play in the half. Double team out on her. Jackson saves the ball. Here comes Badgett. One-on-two break. Trying to shoot over Bowers. The two collide underneath the bucket. Let's see who they give the damage to. It looks like it's going to be Shelby Bowers with a foul for Coldwater. It'll be her first. Team fouls now even at 5 apiece to the free throw line for Badgett. dips, shoots, and drains the first one. One by one, the Bearcats trying to inch their way back into this contest, 26-17, 9-point lead for Coldwater, 3:04 left in the half.
Cardinals don't want to take these guys too lightly. Even with that 10-point lead, that's a good ball club from Battle Creek Central the second half of the season.
Sierra Smith coming to the bench. Badgett makes both free throws, 26-18. Cardinals up 8. Kendall Galloway trying to move off a screen, cut off. Now score far on the right wing. The Bearcat fans wanted to travel. They're not going to get it here. Kendall Galloway moving off the Howard screen. Technical foul against the Battle Creek Central bench. He's about as confused as anyone. Now we're going to get an explanation to the official scorer as to why a technical foul was called against Dick Dumanian again, the head coach of the Bearcats, about as confused as anyone as far as...
Yeah, I mean, unless he said, I can't believe, I've known Dick for years and years, and probably one of the, less demonstrative coaches around. Doesn't hardly say anything.
Coldwater sending Kenzie Galloway to shoot the technical free throws. Misses the first one.
Yeah,
misses the second one.
Dick saying justice prevailed there, the basketball, but God took care of me.
Coldwater will get the ball following the technical free throws. 2:45 left to play in the first half. Still 26-18 Coldwater. The inbound comes to Kendall Galloway. Had the ball stripped from her. It's going to be a foul assessed against Kendall. She picks up her second foul, team sixth.
2:42 to go here in the first half.
Ball almost stolen in the front court by Kenzie Galloway. Bearcats retain possession. Here's Kalia Ryan trying to thread the needle inside of Madison Jackson. She misses, trying to get the ball to Kenzie Galloway with Morgan Howard. It was knocked away by Kaylee Ryan. Coldwater retains possession. Kendall Galloway comes to the bench. It's like Gillette came in for her. The inbound comes to Gillette. Megan Scorefar on the run. A shot and a score despite pressure coming from the Bearcats from the right elbow. Scorefar drains a jumper. The lead back up to 10, 28-18. Kaylee Ryan cut off by a double team. Trying to get it back to sister Kalia. Intercepted by the other number 10, Megan Scorefar. Scorefar numbers, layup. Overshot it. Bajent with a rebound for Battle Creek Central. Howard's on her hip. Trying to poke the ball away. Stops at the right wing. Gets the ball back. Now trying to dribble penetrate. Triple team. Triple team on her. She's in trouble. And jump ball call position. They're pointing toward the girls in navy blue, white, and maize. Gills will come in. Bajent to the bench for Battle Creek Central. They trail by 10, 28-18. A minute 52 left in the half. Kalia Ryan to inbound underneath the bucket in front of the Cardinal Crazies. Locks it to Kaylee Ryan, top of the key. Now to Kalia, right wing, double team closes in on her. Another double team closes in. Kalia misses as a result. Ball off of Shelby Bowers' foot as it goes out of bounds. Battle Creek Central with a break, a minute 45 left in the half. Kalia mounts to Kaylee. Now Kalia back to Kaylee on the left wing. Launches a three-pointer. Rolls off the hoop. Ball tipped and hauled in by Kenzie Galloway. We'll find Gillette. Gillette back to Kenzie. A minute 32 left in the half. Here's Scorefar on the left wing. Assessing the situation. Moving around the perimeter. Splits the double team. Runner is short. Ball tapped. Going to be hauled in by Kaylee Ryan. Did she step out of bounds, or was she fouled by Morgan Howard?
I think she got a foul there. Morgan reaching in, maybe pushed her a little bit.
Howard picks up her second foul, team seventh. Battle Creek Central finds themselves in the 1-1. Mackenzie McGuire, whose JV season wrapped up yesterday, would have been yesterday.
Last night.
Making her varsity debut. coming in along with Carly Smoker as Kaylee Ryan drains the front end of the 1-1. Bearcats get the bonus. Can't take advantage. The ball tip hauled in by McGuire.
Kenzie with a nice box out there. Good rebound.
Score far. The feed to the left corner, and we're going to get another tie-up. I think one of the Ryan sisters and Gillette diving after it. This time, the possession arrow pointing toward the girls in red and white with a 1:09 left to play in the half. 28-19 Coldwater. Kenzie Galloway is looking and looking and will loft it to Smoker. Went through her hands, picked up by Jackson. Ahead to the very quick Kalia Ryan. Layup. Good. She wasn't going to miss too many of those.
Not going to catch her very quickly.
28-21, 7-point lead. Score far inbounds, bobbled by Kenzie Galloway. Looks for Gillette. She catches up to it at midcourt. Bounce pass to McGuire. Turns around, shoots. It's blocked by Kaylee Ryan. Ball down on the ground, picked up by Jackson. Kaylee to Kalia Ryan. Kalia now up top. Jackson, three-pointer, rolls off the back of the hoop. Rebound by Gillette. 36 seconds left in the half. Kenzie Galloway told to slow down by head coach Ken Smoker. Carly sets a screen for Kenzie. Now Carly from the free throw line off the back of the hoop. Rebounded by Gillette. Now the other end of the box to Mackenzie McGuire. Her shot rolls off the hoop. Loose ball is going to be tracked down. It was off of Scorefar, and she can't believe the call. She thought it was off of the Bearcat player that was mugging her. Oh, Battle Creek Central with kind of a gift. 14.6 seconds left to play in the half. They trailed by 7, but they have an opportunity to play for the final shot of the half. Kalia Ryan for 3, left wing, off the pass from Kaylee Ryan. It's short, rebounded by Kenzie Galloway, and she throws the ball to the locker room right at the buzzer. Nice catch by Shep. Kevin Shepard in front of the Coldwater boys' locker room. Buzzer sounds, end of the first half. Coldwater leads Battle Creek Central 28-21. The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report coming up after this three-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problems before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 40 years. Culey's, Culey's, fine
jewelry says it best. This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved. to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater.
Oh, yeah.
You may have missed the Mac, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Coldwater High School. Girls basketball, Coldwater leading Battle Creek Central 28-21. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. Before we go over the scoring summary so far here between the Cardinals and the Bearcats, a scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard. We talked about it earlier in the broadcast. A game for the SMAC East Girls Basketball Championship between Gull Lake, ranked 9th in the state in Class A, and Marshall, ranked 8th in the state in Class B. At the half, Gull Lake leading the Redhawks 28-22.
Good, solid basketball games. Both of those teams are just solid programs. They're good year after year. And Gull Lake, with the transfer, sure helped them out this year. As even though they were a good team coming in, were a better team once the young lady from Wisconsin moved in.
Talking about Mackenzie Ladd.
Yeah, Mackenzie Ladd.
And there was a nice feature story about her in the Inquirer yesterday. You probably remember when we were up there to Gull Lake a couple of weeks ago, it was their snowball, and both Mackenzie Latt and Odell Miller for the Gull Lake boys basketball team were named snow court king and queen, and both of those players scored 20 points in their respective wins for Gull Lake over Coldwater that night.
Well, they're not only both those athletes are outstanding community members, outstanding students, and as we know, we talked earlier in the year, Mackenzie Latt, we know, is a 4-point-plus student and going to a major college and Davidson.
Yep.
And, we wish her all the luck. Just an outstanding community member and student at Gull Lake High School. Odell Miller, I believe, is being looked at, for basketball from some smaller schools around the state and around the area.
Back here at Coldwater, let's bring you the scoring summary at the half as Coldwater leads Battle Creek Central 28-21 girls basketball. Megan Scorfar with 10 points and Kenzie Galloway with 11. Andrea Souls with a bucket, Michaela Gillette with 3. And Jordan Shirey started off the game for Coldwater with an uncontested layup. They got her out of the game, and that wraps up her Coldwater girls basketball career. The Jordan Shirey on the shelf with the injured ankle. Nice move by both Kent Smoker and Dick Dumanian setting that up so that Jordan Shirey can get a bucket in her final game on this court.
Yeah, that was a nice gesture by both coaches for a young lady that's worked hard at her game over the last 3 years and all 4 years at the basketball level, but all three as a varsity member, and she deserved that. That was a nice, it was an emotional moment for, I think, everybody.
You add all that up, that's 28 for Coldwater. Meanwhile, for Battle Creek Central, Kalia Ryan leading the way. She only has 7, though. Yeah, Sarah Bajant with 5, Ananda Crowder with 2, Madison Jackson 4, Kaylee Ryan with 3. Those are the 21. up on the board for the Bearcats. And by the quarters, 16-8 in the first favor Coldwater. Second favors the Lady Bearcats, 13-12.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals have done a real nice job, slowing the Bearcats down tonight. And that's probably been the biggest difference in this ball game. They've also, as we mentioned throughout that first half, handled the pressure pretty well. Not a lot of turnovers in that first half for the Cardinals, and that makes a big difference when you can slow the Bearcats down, and that's huge. And hopefully we'll see that again here in the second half.
Very emotional moments all throughout here at the Coldwater High School gym. Mitch Galloway just walked by, gets to see younger sister Kenzie play her final game on this court, and we'll probably wonder if he'll be tasked to write something about it for the Battle Creek Inquirer since he works for the Mount.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Mitch, real good, aspiring sports writer.
As I understand, he also is heavily involved in the Olivet College student newspaper as well.
Yes, he is.
Among the games that we're following, of course, we're keeping tabs on the Go Lake Marshall girls basketball game that will determine the SMAC East Championship. Also, we mentioned Homer and Quincy boys basketball for the Big 8 Conference lead. Both teams with one loss on the season in conference play. Quincy's lone loss came at the hands of Homer. First time around, near the end of the game, was when Quincy fell to Homer. Meanwhile, the Trojans lost for the first time last week to Springport.
Yeah, I don't want to say it was an upset because Springport's a decent team, but I think most people thought Homer would handle them. But,
that's going to be Springport's third place in the Big 8 right now.
Yeah, but Homer has just been so dominant throughout the year, and I can imagine that Homer High School is going to be a lot of people in that small gym, and it's going to be loud there tonight.
28-21, Coldwater leads Battle Creek Central here. Second half in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan. We guarantee it or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the Mound in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.